Marian Harkin, tell me what happened in the vote, which was a long package of things, but particularly the aspect of it that would affect road hauliers and those who transport goods across the EU.
We had a good agreement from the Transport Committee, which Irish road hauliers and Irish exporters could live with. Unfortunately, the Parliament voted last time out to bring that into the full plenary, which we did. There were a whole load of amendments put down and the whole thing collapsed. It means we have to go back to the drawing board. My real fear is we had an agreement in place that Irish road hauliers could live with. And I'm afraid that any other agreement will be worse. And it's not just about road hauliers. It's about the 30 billion a year that we export to the EU. That is under threat if our road hauliers cannot be competitive. And unfortunately, there is a very significant move afoot to make it more and more difficult for hauliers to do their business in Europe. This isn't about health, this isn't about safety, it's not about any of those things. It's about putting mountains of red tape and bureaucracy in place, you know, and that is going to make our road haulage business less and less competitive. We're on the periphery. The system has to work for us. I was very disappointed with what happened in the Parliament. All is not lost. But if we couldn't accept the package that was there, then I'd be concerned that we'd come up with something that's worse, not better. Over 80% of our exports to the EU, worth approximately 30 billion last year, go by road transport or freight, whatever. So any change in rules or regulations matter to us. We had a good package from the Transport Committee. Unfortunately, that's being opened up in the Parliament. Some of the proposals would put such red tape, bureaucracy and excessive cost on Irish road hauliers. Not only would it damage the industry, it would damage our ability to export our goods, everything from agri-food to widgets, basically.
So tell me, what are the suggestions, the proposals that are coming forward that would have that impact?
Well, to speak about posting of drivers, most people don't know what that means. But it does mean that if it were to come in, that every country, a driver would transit through, let's say on the way to Italy, you go through Belgium, you go through France, you go through Switzerland, whatever, on into Italy, that you would be subject to rules in those countries. I mean, the madness of it. If you work within those countries, yes, but if you're driving through them, if it's international transport or transit, or if you're driving a bus through them either, you have to be subject to the laws in your own country. And there are proposals that this would happen. Now, Irish drivers won't financially be better off because they'd be better off with the salaries they have already. But it's the amount of bureaucracy and red tape and the possibility of drivers being held up. It's mind-boggling. Also, there's the issue that's being pushed that drivers, for their major rest period, would have to stay in a hotel instead of in the truck. Now, what we agreed is that if there's proper facilities in the truck and if they're parked in a place where, again, there are adequate facilities, showers, food, etc., that that's okay. What happens to an Irish driver if they're stuck on the outskirts of Paris and that they can't go into a proper serviced place, that they have to go to a hotel? You know, they won't be able to compete with companies who have no distance to travel. So this really would be very negative for peripheral countries, and it makes little difference to the drivers, because for many of them their cabs are perfectly comfortable and well equipped to deal with it. There are other issues, but you know, the major concerns arise around the fact that our ability to export our goods to Europe, worth 30 billion euro last year could be at risk.